Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 186 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Of Mary Fagan was taken from the office floor to the cellar of the factory. Q. Now, Mr. Branch, take this exhibit and that picture, and take up Conley now and give every move he made. A. Am I to give you the time he arrived there? Pencil factory. Q. Yes, give the time he arrived. A. I will have to give that approximately. I was to be there at 12 o'clock, and I was a few minutes late, and Conley hadn't arrived there then, and we waited until they brought him there, which was probably 10 or 15 minutes later. The officers brought Conley into the main entrance here and to the staircase. I don't know where the staircase is here. Yes, here it is, indicating on diagram. And they carried him up here, and they told him what he was there for, and questioned him, and made him understand that he was to reenact the pantomime. Q. Just tell what Conley did. A. After a few minutes' conversation, a very brief conversation, Conley led the officers back here and turned off to his left to a place back here. I guess this is it, indicating on diagram, right where this is near some toilets, and he says, Q. Go ahead. A. He was telling his story as he went through there, and he said when he got up there, he went back and he said he found this body back in that place. Q. Go ahead and tell what he said and did. A. He was talking constantly all the time. I don't know how he made out a part of his story. Q. Go ahead now, and state what Conley did and said as he went through that factory. A. Well, when he got back, after reaching this point at the rear left side of the factory, described the position of the body. As he stated it, he stated the head was lying towards the north and the feet towards the south, as indicated. And there, Q. State what he said Mr. Frank did and said. A. He didn't state how long it took for the various movements. Q. By the court. Did you time it?